Good morning, brothers and sisters.
这段好像就不用翻译了。
Just want to wish you all a Merry Christmas because I will leave for Maegua this coming Saturday and will not be here Sunday to say Merry Christmas to you all.
现在 Preacher Bill 想祝大家圣诞快乐，因为下一个星期六的时候呢，Preacher Bill 就会去美国，他不会在这里。
I will return on Saturday, December 31st, so I can wish you all a Happy New Year on Sunday, January 1st.
但是呢，再下一个星期六 ，Preacher Bill 就回来，所以在新年的时候，他会亲自在这里，祝福大家新年快乐。
I just want to announce that there will be a Bible test for all 3rd to 12th graders on Sunday, January 15th at 10:30 a.m. on the Book of Ephesians and the Book of Luke.
好像这个年轻人现在不在这里，所以他们不知道。如果你家里有三到十二年级的学生呢，就请你麻烦记住有一个一月十五号有一个考试，是对这个路加福音和以弗所书的考试。
The questions for Luke's Gospel will mostly be a review of all the questions that they got wrong on the last test on Luke's Gospel.
对路加福音的考试呢，主要是一个复习。
Please don't let your son or daughter book another appointment on that day. Please make them come to church that day for our open book Bible test on Ephesians and Luke's Gospel.
对，就是一月十五号那天，请你的不要你的儿子或女儿故意在那天要去别的地方有事情，因为那天请你麻烦把他带到教会里面有一个考试。
Thank you for supporting and encouraging our young people to read God's Word.
谢谢您在这里帮忙。
Let's open this morning's message with a word of prayer.
下面我们有一个祷告。
Dear Lord, we praise you for you are a wonderful God, kind, loving, gentle, holy, and good.
我们亲爱的阿爸父神，我们感谢赞美你，因为你奇妙可爱，温柔谦卑，圣洁无瑕。
Please also help our sister Jiang Pei, who is very sick right now.
我们的江贝姊妹，张贝姊妹非常非常的病非常重，求你帮助她。
May all that is said now be to your glory.
愿我们所说的都能荣耀你。
Because you are worthy of all praise and worship.
因为你值得我们一切的赞美敬拜。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣基督名求，阿们。
Today I want to talk about being discontented with life and give you some suggestions on how we can be more content.
今天我们来讲一下在生活上的不知足，然后呢告诉大家怎么能够知足。
First of all, being discontented with life is really a frame of mind because a person could have everything and still be discontent.
其实这个不知足是一种思维的方式。有很多人他们有世界上的一切荣华富贵，但是他们还是不知足。
Now there are many reasons why a person could be discontented with life.
有很多原因为什么一个人不知足。
Many people are discontented because they think, they don't think they have enough money. And they wish that they had a lot more.
首先第一个原因就是有人觉得自己钱还是不够多，还是想要那么多一丁丁点。
Some people are discontented because their health is not good.
有的人呢，不知足是因为他们的身体欠佳。
But there are some people who are poor and yet they are happy.
但是值得我们注意的就是有的人虽然贫穷，但是他们很快乐。
And there are some people who are rich,who are not happy at all, and they kill themselves.
同样的呢，有很多人简直是真是有了天下的荣华富贵，但是最后呢，还是以自杀结束自己的生命。
The founder of Eastman Kodak Company, the developer of inexpensive cameras and film, committed suicide after he invited all his close friends to dinner and told them that he was unhappy.
我们众所周知的就是柯达胶卷那个发明人，他是按理说是很有钱，但是他对他的朋友说我很不快乐，最后他以自杀结束了自己的人生。
There was also a study done because it is a very well-known fact that many rock and roll musicians die very, very young.
我们知道有很多摇滚明星，他们都是寿命不太长的，所以呢，对他们进行了一个研究。
100 famous rock and roll musicians who had a lot of money killed themselves or died at an early age, presumably because they were discontented with life.
在这个研究当中呢，有100个摇滚乐的明星，他们很有钱，但是呢，他们对自己的生活失去希望，最后以自杀结束。
Historically, over the last 50 years, these 100 famous rock and roll musicians died at a rate of 2 per year.
就是在过这个100个人呢，是在过去的50年中发生的，所以呢，就是平均一年有两例自杀的案件。
Many of them were rich and yet not satisfied with life.
他们当中真是都是有钱的人，但是呢，对生活失去希望。
There was even an article on the internet that said, here are 5 famous rock and roll musicians who are not dead yet, but we should, but they should be because they lived these crazy lifestyles.
互联网上竟然还有一个报道说有五个这样的摇滚明星，他们的寿命一定不会很长，因为他们过着一种糜烂的生活。
These 5 were heavy drinkers and or into drugs.
这五个人呢，不仅严重的酗酒，而且沾染毒品。
One of these 5 persons was a person named Amy Winehouse.
其中有一个人的名字就是 Amy.
Less than a year after this article was published on the internet, Amy Winehouse died in 2011 of drinking too much alcohol.
不出所料，就在今年的早些时候，这个叫 Amy 的人就因为饮酒过量而去世。
Yet Amy Winehouse should have been happy because she was rich and she was famous.
其实从我们的眼光来看呢，她应该是很过着一个很高兴的生活，因为她真是很有钱。
But she was, it can be argued, not very satisfied with life.
但是他真是不满意自己的生活。
Some people are unhealthy, handicapped, even mentally retarded, but they're happy.
但是我们也知道有很多有残疾的人或者是精神不健全的人，他们看起来好像是应该对生活不满足，但是呢，他们却过着一个非常快乐的生活。
I read an article once that said our son is mentally retarded, but he is always happy, and he brings a lot of joy to my husband and I.
就有一个文章里头写到，一对夫妇有一个不太精神不太健全的儿子。虽然他精神不健全，但是他过着一个非常快乐的生活，也给这个家带来很大的快乐。
But there are also people, many people opposite of them, who have no health problems at all, and yet are unhappy and kill themselves.
但是很不幸的是，很多人。身体健全到不可以不能再健全的地步，但是他们还是对生活不满意，最后以自杀结束自己的生命。
Pastor Randall Ma told me there was an article in the Toronto Sun that said the highest suicide rate in Canada is among 40-something-year-olds, presumably because they're unhappy with life.
我们英文堂其实还有一个姓马的这个牧师，他曾经告诉过 Preacher Bill。在星报多伦多星报上有一个报道，就是哪个年龄段呢是最高自杀年龄段的呢？就是这个40岁。
Meaning right now, based on my age, unfortunately, I am in the highest suicide age range in Canada.
所以很不幸的呢，就是 Preacher Bill 和我都是在这个年龄段里面。
Many of these suicides are people who have good health.And yet they're not content with life, and they commit suicide.
就是告诉我们，有很多人，你其实过着一个非常可以非常快乐的生活，但是呢，他们选择不去。
A person could have very loving and good parents, and still not be happy with the parents that God has given them.
一个孩子可以有一个非常爱他们的父母，但是他对的父母还是不很对父母还是不满意。
One of the leading causes of death among teenagers is suicide.
在这个十几岁年轻人当中，死亡率最高的原因就是自杀。
Presumably, these teenagers take their lives because they're not content with life.
所以我们可能会应该是他们的原因呢是对生活不满意，所以他们自杀。
Because our MCCC people love their kids and want them to be happy, many of our MCCC youth have a Wii game station.
我们会众的弟兄姊妹都会非常的爱自己的孩子，所以几乎每一个小孩人手一个这个Wii，是索尼生产的这个小玩具。
This system costs like $200.
这个并不是小价钱，其实是需要200多块钱。
I never got a $200 game station when I was a kid, but most of today's youth all have one.
我小的时候，也包括我的小时候，真是没有拥有过200块钱这种玩具。但是现在的小孩，人手一个。And
because today's topic is discontentment, I asked the youth of our church, how many of you have not played with your Wii for a month?
因为今天我们讲不知足，所以事先呢，Preacher Bill就问那些小孩，你们在过去的日子里的过去一个月，有没有玩过这个Wii？
Among the K through fifth graders, about half had not touched their Wii system in a month.
对于那些年龄小的，就是五年级以下的小朋友呢，有一半没玩过。
But among the 6th through 12th graders, only one person, I won't tell you who that was, raised their hand that they had touched their Wii within the past month.
那么在这个大年龄段里，6到12年级呢，这个数字就更小了。只有一个人曾经在过去一个月当中碰过这个Wii。
This suggests, very unfortunately, that over time, human beings grow discontent with their old toys and seek out new toys.
所以这个就告诉我们，我们不仅大人喜新厌旧，小孩也喜新厌旧，旧的玩具马上就扔掉了。When
I was little, I had a friend who was a little bit older than me. He said to me, William, Bill, one day on Christmas Day, you're going to wake up and not be really excited about opening your gifts.
我小的时候有一次，一个比我稍微大一点的小朋友告诉我说，Bill，等你大了以后，你再也不会有惊喜。当你圣诞节打开那个礼物的时候，你不会那么惊喜的。One
day you will not be excited that it is Christmas Day.
那最不幸的是，那个可能就是那个圣诞节那一天，你打开礼物，你还是不惊喜。
He told me that when I was like 8 years old, and I couldn't believe him.
当时 Preacher Bill 只有八岁，所以他觉得那个简直是胡扯八道。I
used to be the one who used to go around the house and wake up my 5 other brothers and sisters and my mom and dad and my grandmother so I could open my Christmas gifts on Christmas Day and not have to wait so long for them all to wake up.
所以 Preacher Bill 小的时候是家里比较淘气的那一个，他圣诞节那一天早早的起来，跑遍整个家里，把每一个人都要叫醒，包括自己的爸爸妈妈、姥姥姥爷，和5个弟兄姊妹，因为他再也等不及要打开第一个第一时间抢着要打开这个圣诞节的礼物。But
my friend was right, and the thrill of opening presents on Christmas Day has diminished. And I no longer go around the house and wake everybody up.
不幸的是，这个他的朋友确实是对的，这个惊喜再也不存在了。Preacher Bill再也不用早起来，在圣诞节的时候把每一个人叫醒了。One
reason why human beings are not content sometimes is because Scripture says human nature always wants more and more.
一个原因就是为什么我们不知足，就是圣经上告诉我们，我们人的本性就是想要多，再要多，多上加多。Proverbs
27:20 says, Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied.
在箴言书27:20节里那边写道，阴间和灭亡永不满足，人的眼目也是如此。
Now I want to share with you all two historical events in the Bible that suggest that much discontent with life is not based on what you have or don't have, but is more due to your frame of mind.
那么下面呢，Peter Bill 就将用两个圣经上的历史故事告诉我们，这个不知足并不是源于你没有东西，而是因为你这个思想的模式，你的想法让你不知足。
For example, the fall of Satan is not because he didn't have enough, but because he wanted more. He wanted what was God's.
首先就是像那个堕落天使，其实他拥有一切。但是他还是最后堕落了，就是因为他就是想要多上加多。
Satan used to be an archangel. An archangel is one of the chief angels. There are only two archangels specifically mentioned in the Bible.
这个撒旦其实呢，他是真是一个很了不起的一个天使长。他圣经里头只有两个天使长被点名。
The Archangel Michael and Satan are the only two angels that God's word specifically says were archangels.
有两个这个天使长，一个叫米利加，一个是撒旦。
Revelation 12 verse 7 says it was the Archangel Michael who led the good angels in a fight in heaven with Satan and the bad angels.
启示录十二章七节里面就讲到这个。Michael 这个天使长，就是米迦勒这个天使长，领着好的天使去跟这个 Satan 领着那些坏的天使一起打仗。
Before Satan's fall, he was called the archangel Lucifer.
这个在撒旦堕落之前，他其实是他叫天使长 Lucifer.
And he was referred to in the Bible as the angel of light.
在圣经里，他叫给他起的名字就是光明天使。
And the angel of light probably means that he was a very, very beautiful angel.
所以顾名思义，如果他叫光明天使的话，他一定是非常非常漂亮的一个天使。
The fall of Satan is recorded in Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28, and Revelation chapter 12.
撒旦这个堕落呢，在三处圣经里都可以看到，是以赛亚书十四章、以歇节书28章，还有启示录12章。
Satan was an angel with great privilege, power, and beauty, yet he was not happy and wanted more. He wanted to be like God and tried to overthrow our God.
这个撒旦呢，其实他在天上的时候，他又有权又有势，还又有长相又漂亮，但是呢，他还是对自己不满意，他想推翻神，让自己变得像神一样。
Not only was Lucifer not content, but somehow Satan also got one third of the angels in heaven to be discontent with God as well.
更让人惊奇的是，不仅他自己不满足，他还带着三分之一的天使一起，做这个不满足，然后跟神一起打仗。
Today we call a fallen angel a demon.
今天我们叫堕落天使是魔鬼。
This is why I say discontentment is a frame of mind, because all these demons and Satan used to be in heaven, and yet they were not content.
所以呢，这里就告诉大家，其实你不知足。不是事实，而是一个你自己的思维方式。
Another example of discontentment was Eve in the Garden of Eden.
另一个比较明显的例子呢，就是夏娃。
What is ironic, ironic means opposite of what is intended, is that she was supposed to have everything that anyone could want in the garden. She was in paradise, for goodness sake, but she was still not satisfied with what she had andHer desire for more cost her everything.
对，大家想一想，夏娃其实她有世界上的一切，她在最美丽的地方，她拥有的是一切，但是她实在也是不满足，不知足。
Eve fell when she reached for more.
当她想要多的时候，就是想要抓更多东西的时候，她就堕落了。
Satan told her, if you reach for and eat this fruit, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God.
撒旦告诉他，如果你把吃 树上的这个果子，你的眼睛会睁开，你就会跟神一样。
The exact same way that Satan fell, reaching for more and more and trying to be God, is the same way that Satan made Eve fall.
这个也告诉我们，魔鬼也是用同样的方，同样的一种形式，堕落的。他也是要多，所以他想跟神平等。
Your eyes will be opened, and you, Eve, will be like God.
他想要让他的眼睛，睁开，更明亮，跟神一样。
Brothers and sisters, we must guard ourselves against the sin of discontentment.
所以我们必须要保守自己的心，不让这个不满足的侵犯到我们内心。
Scripture warns against discontentment in 1 Timothy 6, verse 7 and 9, which says, For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. People who want to get rich and fall into temptation and a trap.And into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction.
对，我想大家可以一起读这段圣经，好吧？来 ，one, two, three. 因为我们没有带着什么到世上来，也不能带什么去，只有有时就当知足。但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里。叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
Scripture warns that discontentment is like a trap that can ruin and destroy you. Discontentment can fill you with envy and jealousy too, and these emotions will destroy you.
所以这一段圣经告诉我们，不知足就像一个陷阱一样，我们落在这陷阱当中，我们就有产生很多嫉妒、不满，然后呢，就整个这种情绪就会侵蚀我们，毁掉我们自己。
Ecclesiastes 5:19 says, Moreover, when God gives any man wealth and possessions, enables him to enjoy them, to accept his lot and be happy in his work, this is the gift of God.
这个传道者书上也有，来，大家再一起念，好。神赐人或丰富，使他能以吃用，能取自己的份，在他劳碌中喜乐，这乃是神的恩赐。
This scripture says it is great gain if we can accept our lot and be happy in our work. It is great gain if one can be satisfied with all that they have in this life.
对，这段圣经写得非常好，就是如果能把自己觉得自己这份神给的已经是足够的话，这就是神给我们最大的恩赐。
Luke chapter 3 verse 14 says, When some soldiers asked him, John the Baptist, What should we do? He replied, Don't extort money and don't accuse people falsely, but be content with your pay.
另一段圣经呢，就在路加福音3:14。好，大家一起来。又有兵丁问他说：“我们当做什么呢？”约翰说：“不要以强暴待人，也不要恶诈人，自己有钱粮就当知足。”
John the Baptist said, "Do not extort money from people, because when a person is discontent with their pay, money becomes their god, and they no longer feel bad about extorting and taking other people's money from them."
所以这里约翰就告诉我们，不要讹诈人，自己有的足够了。如果你要是想要再多，想要抢夺别人的话呢，就把钱当做你自己的身。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 11 to 12 says, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know that what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty.I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed, whether living in plenty, or in want.
腓立比书这里也有一个比较著名的圣经章节，大家一起来。我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富。或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。
The Apostle Paul says that he has learned the secret to being content in all situations.
所以这里，保罗说他得到了一个秘诀，得到了一个至宝。我想大家可能也想知道这个秘诀是什么。
Similarly, we must learn to be content with what we have and not be so easily discontented.
所以我们也要学习，这个是一个学习的过程，学习怎么要知足。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 6 says, but godliness with contentment is great gain.
提摩太前书6章6节说，然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大利了。Scripture
is saying if we can learn to be content with what we have, that spiritually, physically, mentally, we will benefit greatly.
所以圣经上告诉我们，如果我们学会知足，那么我们的身心灵都会有很大很大的祝福。
What does complaining and being discontent all the time lead to? Depression, envy, jealousy. What does depression sometimes lead to? Suicide and health problems.
那么我们知道，很多不知足的事情会影响我们的身体，会影响我们的情绪。最主要的呢，比如说Bill这里讲到，就是抑郁，然后有一种嫉妒的心。最后呢，嫉妒也会产生自杀的倾向。Some
signs that you may have a negative frame of mind might be if you complain a lot about your family. Complain about your spouse to others. Complain about the food you eat, about life in general, and are not happy with life.
就是有很多迹象，你可以知道你已经开始有一个负面的思维模式了。首先，你会可以对家人很不满意，对你的丈夫、对你的妻子很不满意，对你吃的你也不满意，就是好像你这个社会整个欠你太多了。Other
signs that you are too discontented with life is if you are depressed about life, or if you are suicidal, or if you like to buy OLG lottery tickets.
还有其他的迹象呢，其中一个很明显的迹象就是你愿意去买彩票。OLG
stands for Ontario Legalized Gambling.
这个彩票是安大略法定的可以卖的那种彩票。Brothers
and sisters, we must guard ourselves against discontentment from a downward spiral that can kill us and harm us spiritually, physically, and mentally.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里，Bishop Bill劝大家一定要保守自己的心，因为我们如果要让这个不知足的心在自己的心里，所谓的那个坐摊了之后呢，我们就会陷到一落千丈的那种境遇里了，落到这个鸿沟不会自拔。
What is one practical way we can protect ourselves from being discontented with our lives?
什么是一个比较能够解决这个问题的方法呢?
The answer is that we can thank the Lord for all that we have. Philippians 4, 6 through 7 says, Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything with prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Present your requests to God, and the peace of God will transcend it. All understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
那么这里圣经有一段经节是这个法宝，所以大家一起来念《腓立比书4章6到7节》。好，义无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里。
No, Scripture says to thank the Lord often for all that you have, and God will help us to guard your hearts and your minds from being overcome by the devil's temptations and our own tendency to be easily dissatisfied with life.
所以这个圣经上告诉我们，我们第一个要做的是什么呢？从我们这个角度，第一件事要做的是什么？那么就是这个感谢。 那么感谢了之后，神自然会出他的手，神就会保守我们的心怀意念。One
dangerous thing that human beings do is that we compare ourselves to what other people have.
很不幸的是，我们都喜欢跟别人比。When
you take a test in school, you're not supposed to look around. You're supposed to concentrate on your own test.
当我们在学校考试的时候，我们本来都应该自己做自己的，但是很多时候都想做。 左看右看，看看他有没有正确答案。
But as human beings, we tend to look around and compare ourselves to others.
那么这个就是我们的人的本性，我们看来看去。
But if you must compare yourself to others, compare yourself to the whole world, not just to those immediately around you.
如果你非要比较你自己不可的话，你不要跟你周围的人比较，你跟你整个世界来比较。
On this left side is a picture of some poor kids whose transportation is a wooden cart and who must go through other people's garbage to survive.
在这张照片上，左边大家都能看清楚，是一群比较贫穷的小孩啊，在这个垃圾堆里面，好像是要寻找一些东西。
This picture looks like they're leaving, and their cart does not look very full.
这个照片好像他们就要马上的走了，但是好像他们并没有这一天捡这个破烂没有捡到很多。
If your chuzza is in bad shape, remember it's not as bad as this wooden cart.
如果你开的车不太好的话，请你记住这张照片，因为你的车再也不会比这个木车更不好。
The picture on the right is a rich person's house. Don't compare yourself to the lifestyle of the rich and famous, or you will become easily discontented with your life and your home.
不幸的是呢，我们周围经常有这种非常有钱的人，就像这个右边这个图，那么你就不要跟那个有钱的人比较。
In MCCC's English congregation, I spent 3 weeks on this topic of discontentment, and I have squeezed 3 weeks today into one message.
在英文堂里 ，Preacher Bill 花了三个星期的时间给小孩讲这个知足和不知足，但是今天呢，他只能用一堂给我们大家把这个事情讲清楚。
So I just want to share some other resources that you can use to look at home to help you not to be discontented.
如果你觉得今天还没有解渴的话，你回家的时候有几个东西你可以去看。
One thing you can do is go home, read Ephesians chapter 1, which says that we are not poor, but rich, spiritually rich, and we will inherit many blessings when we go to heaven. In the English congregation, I went verse by verse through Ephesians chapter 1 with the youth.
那么第一个也是最重要的一个，回家去读圣经。那个圣经章节呢，就在以弗所书第一章。在英文堂里头 ，Preacher Bill 是跟小孩一节一节一节过来的，所以我们回家可能也要赶上我们的孩子。
A second resource that I showed the youth of MCCC, but is only in English, I'm sorry, is a video from CBS60minutes.com.
第二个呢，就是在 CBS 上面有一个短片，也给小孩放过，但是不幸的是它是英语，所以今天就不放了。
This 60 minutes video is about how kids in the state of Florida in the USA whose families have lost their homes and are now living in their cars and living in their trucks.
这个短片里讲的是美国佛罗里达州有很多小孩，他们失去他们的家，那么他们现在不得不住在一个很破烂的小车子里面。
CBS 60 Minutes says one in four kids in the USA are now at risk of being below the government's poverty line.
这个报道呢也很让人吃惊，说就是在美国这么富裕的一个国家里面，四分之一的孩子可能是过着贫穷线以下的生活。
Because of the long recession that we've had.
因为大家都众所周知这个经济危机。
I wanted our MCCC kids to know that they are rich and they are lucky to have parents who are able to provide nice things for them and buy them Wii's.
所以我 Preacher Bill 就想告诉我们英文堂的这些小孩子，他们真的是很幸福，家里每个家里都很富足，家里都可以给他们买 Wii。
A third thing that we did in the English congregation that you can do at home is read Numbers chapter 14 verses 1 through 12 in the Bible。
第三个呢，就是你也可以在家里读民数记14章1到12节。
It is about how almost all of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron and how God punished them for speaking out against their leaders and being discontented.
那里讲到, 以色列的民众去抱怨他们的, 领袖就是摩西和亚伦, 他们真是不知足。
May in 2012, in the new year, may we support MCC's newly elected leadership team and our fellowship group leaders as they labor to provide for us.
我们教会2012年的长执会已经 成立了，所以在2012年里面， 大家 努力去支持我们的长执， 支持我们的领袖， 不做以色列人做的事情。
I told the kids not to speak out against their parents like Israel spoke out against Moses and Aaron, that this does not please the Lord.
我也告诉孩子们不要讲父母的不好, 因为这个不是神所喜悦的。
And I hope MCCC people similarly can stand by and support our elders and deacons, our fellowship group leaders, as they labor to lead us and not speak out too easily against them.
所以这里 Preacher Bill 也激励我们在座的会众, 在新的一年里有新的迹象, 去支持我们选出来的长老们, 去支持我们选出来的执事们, 不让我们做我们不应该做的事情, 当我们想说话的时候, 先放慢三拍。
May the Lord not punish us like he punished all Israel for being discontented and for complaining against our parents and our elders and deacons and our fellowship group leaders.
我们实在不想神来 惩罚我们，因为神的惩罚是降到了以色列人身上，那么我们就要去选择支持我们的长执，支持我们的小组的组长，支持我们在座每一位为教会奉献的弟兄姊妹。Okay,
a fourth resource is a slideshow that Deacon William Yang sent me about how fortunate we are that I showed our MCCC youth, which I would like to show if we have time. But if we are short on time, we cannot see this wonderful slideshow from Brother William. But looks like we have time today.
所以第四项也很好，我们现在有时间，所以呢，Preacher Bill就想给大家放一个短片，是从杨弟兄那里得来的，是关于知足不知足的事情。Let
us close now in a word of prayer.
现在请大家一起低头，有一个简短的祷告。
Father, it seems like it is our nature to want more and more and more.
我们在天上那半父神, 我们真是有这种本性, 我们总是想要多再多。
Help us not to complain and be discontent with all the marvelous gifts you have provided for us to enjoy.
主啊, 求你帮助我们, 不要抱怨, 不要不知足, 我们已得到太多太多, 从你那里得来的。
May we be content and learn to be content like the Apostle Paul.
让我们就像 保罗一样, 知道如何数算你的恩典, 知道知足。
May we remember regularly this week and every day to spend time in prayer and to thank you for all our many blessings.
让我们 每一周每一天都能在祷告里纪念你， 都让我们知道你给我们的祝福是满满的。
So you can guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus.
求你保守我们的心。
Help us, Lord, to have the right frame of mind, to be a contented people.
主啊, 求你给我们一个 正确的思维方式, 正确的思维架构, 让我们成为一个知足的人。
Help us to cast our eyes and our desires not on the things of this world, but on changing and transforming our minds.
不让我们定睛在这世界上的事情, 而让我们努力去改变自己的思想。
So we can be fully appreciate all that is ours in you.
所以我们的心就是一个满怀感激的心。
Help us as a church also not to compare ourselves to all the things that somebody else has.
在教会里也求你帮助我们不要互相比较。
Help us Lord, not to look around too much.
主啊，求你帮助我们，不要过分地环顾四周。
But if we must look around, Lord, help us to look at all the things that many people do not have and to count ourselves very fortunate.
主啊，当我们真的不得不去环顾四周的时候，求你让我们能够看到那些人他们的缺乏，从而知道我们是多么的有福。
Thank you, Father, for giving us life and giving us homes and giving us parents and kids and all these good things.
感谢阿爸父神给我们生命气息，给我们家，给我们父母，给我们孩子，给我们这一切美好的东西。
In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen.
奉耶稣基督名求。Amen.
Okay, now we're going to show a video, a 3-minute video. And then Mr. and Mrs. XU will come to lead us in a closing song that goes with today's message.
下面呢就要放这个短片，这个短片差不多是3分钟。放完了之后，徐航和杨荣夫妇上来。
And much thanks to Sister Joyce and Mr. Liu, Jessica's father, for both of their help in translation work for this message.
这段就不用翻译了。
是一个大问题，你仍然在抱怨吗？